song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this final day before Memorial Day. And I know a lot of folks are already getting out and hitting the roads and enjoying a 3, if not a 4-day holiday weekend. And to you folks that have to work a few of those days like we do here today, we feel for you. But, hey, enjoy the weekend. We've got a lot going on. We're going to talk with Tervell Delagnev, hoping to make the United States Olympic team. He will join us on the program today. USA Wrestling is hosting the World Team Trials at the Mack Center in Council Bluffs. Yeah, that's the one by the boats and Bass Pro Shop. This is a major tournament who will decide who will represent the United States in the World Championships in the fall. You know where Bass Pro Shop is,
yes,
right?
I do.
You know where the boat is?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Cool.
Yes,
and so Tervell's going to join us. Also,
actually, not really the boats, the horseshoe.
Well, that's correct.
I mean, we're a little bit away from the boats.
That's true, yeah.
Horseshoe much more like
Can't get the, can't Vegas. Get to the boats from there. And you know what? We haven't talked to our buddy Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay out in Vegas. It's time to catch up with him. We're down to the Final Four of the NBA. We've got the NHL going on. We got the Indy 500. Who's the team? I mean, are the Cubs still taking money and laughing at you when you bet the Cubs at 3-1 right now to win the World Series? And how will Phil Mickelson missing in action here with his wife Amy going through that breast cancer? Just how will that affect? You know, it used to be Tiger Woods, the field, Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els. You know, right now, I've got to believe it's the field, Tiger Woods, and then where do we go? Where do we go next? Anthony Kim, where do we go from there? So we'll talk with him about that as well. Plus, state track is underway. Mike Will is in Omaha. State tennis is wrapping up today. Lexington, Holdridge, Kearney Catholic doing very well and playing in this morning's semifinals. And we'll give you an update on that as well.
Doug, the talk most of the morning's been about the NBA game last night, and what a game it was. Came down, it was everything that everybody thought it would be. Although the Lakers get off to such a great start and can't put the game away, and that may be an Achilles heel, much like Cleveland the night before. Never did put the foot on the throat and kill the opponent. Denver claws back into it, and then it comes down to basically a free throw shooting contest about the last 3.5-4 minutes. And they get some stops when they need them. I thought it was a very well-played basketball game, though, and I just think Denver's pretty damn good right now.
Denver is good. The Lakers must win one of the next two games. This is a very important game three for them tomorrow night, and you'll be able to hear that right here on ESPN Radio, by the way. Game three, Nuggets-Lakers. That's right. Game three, Nuggets-Lakers here on ESPN tomorrow night. Denver, here's what I'm taking away from this. Everybody says Denver has a little bit more overall matchup talent. They just haven't been there before. The Lakers have Kobe. And everybody's saying if it's just Kobe, the Lakers can't win. Well, it appears to me that the Lakers might not necessarily be playing their best basketball, and Denver is playing as absolutely hard as they can, and both games have come down to the buzzer, which makes me believe Denver plays as hard as they can. It's going to take a little something out of them after coming off another brutal series. And then the Lakers have to play their best a couple of times in the next 4 to 5 games. I'm still leaning towards the Lakers, but and again, I think Denver needed to get one of these two. It's hard to be down 0-2 and then you got to win 4 of the next 5 games.
Well, right on.
You know, that's a pretty tough spot to be in.
and Derek, you're probably to jump in here and help me. Who's the backup point guard for the Lakers?
Pretty much like all next week. Anyway,
what is his last name? It's Sean, S-H-O-N-N something. I can't even think of his last name off the top of my head. He had a good game last night, though.
He hit a three with about 6 or 7 minutes left, and I thought, you know what? Here we go again. Here's what I said. I said, who won the game? We expect Kobe to have 42. That's fine. I can see that. Who won the game the other night? It was Derek Fisher and Ariza. Well, now you got some other nutball not launching some ungodly fadeaway three and banging it home.
I think he might be the backup shooting guard. I think isn't Farmar the backup point guard. But regardless, I understand where you're going there. What I thought was kind of weird is Phil Jackson using Kobe as a decoy at the end of the game.
But they'd have just fouled him, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they probably would have fouled him. But at the same time, I mean, shouldn't you at least try to get the ball in the best scorer's hand in the league and kind of let him take things over in the playoffs? I don't know.
I think Derek,
you can't do it every game.
No.
And that's been a big argument on Mike and Mike this morning. You know what? The thing was, it wasn't – I mean, Fisher got a shot. What a good shot. And I don't know if you're going to get a good three. When they know you have to shoot a three to tie it, it's going to be pretty tough to get a really good three-pointer off.
But Fisher's hit some big shots at big times.
Yeah, but
right?
In the past.
Well,
they made – this isn't 5 years ago. And that's kind of the point. Skip Bayless made that this morning, and he always goes off the deep end. But, you know, here's the deal. He wasn't even having a good game last night. But he also has the knack of hitting that kind of a shot. Just didn't happen last night. So there you go. How about 7-4 in hockey, people?
Score!
I think if Guinea Malkin just scored again. Yeah. A hat trick.
It's another hat trick. 7-4 last night, so Pittsburgh's up 2-0 on Carolina.
Speaking of scoring again, the Twins just scored again.
Jesus, what a shot. You get beat 20-1, and Jake Peavy says, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yikes. And thank goodness, we don't need Peavy in the division.
No.
Zach Greinke not on his A game yesterday. I'll tell you what, for those that wanted to invest yesterday, all you had to do is look at the stats, and you pretty much knew that Greinke wasn't going to get the win. I didn't know if the Royals would win or not, but Greinke not good in day games. And he wasn't great yesterday. He was pretty good. But the bullpen couldn't hold it. And then, for the second straight day, the Royals had the bases loaded with no outs in the bottom of the ninth. And I know they're down 8-3, but your two swings, I mean, you've got them loaded. And you don't get any? Nothing? Guess they're ready for the trip to St. Louis. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully interleague play can heal them like it has.
It did last year.
Yeah.
I got a bad feeling. They were so great last year when it didn't matter. Now when they could use some wins. They're at the Cardinals, 3-game series, first pitch tonight. Begins at 7:15. Big 12 baseball yesterday. Texas beat Kansas 9-3. Kansas State beat Baylor 9-4. Texas and Kansas State play tomorrow, and that would send you, if Texas wins that, into all kinds of wild card scenarios.
See, and that's another reason why this format sucks. You shouldn't have to be a math professor at MIT to be able to figure the damn thing out.
Makes your head hurt, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Missouri
it does.
Plays Texas Tech. Oklahoma plays A&M. If Missouri and Oklahoma win, then it's a showdown tomorrow to see who makes the finals. Kansas State has the inside track, though, to Sunday's championship. And the Missouri Valley Conference also has a weird deal. Creighton, only their second game of the tournament, really didn't mean anything because they were going to have to beat Missouri State today to make the championship. But because it didn't mean anything, freshman Brandon Koningstein threw a no-hitter in the conference tournament at powerful Wichita State last night. It was an 11-0, 7-inning no-hitter because of the mercy rule. There has never been one individual throw a no-hitter at Creighton. They've had one no-hitter back in 1980 when Dennis Rasmussen and Joe Franco combined on the Blue Jays' only other no-hitter. Can you tell me who that was against in 1980? Ironically, Kansas State.
Ooh.
Where are they today? There you go. So that's what's going on, a little bit of baseball. UNK senior Kelly Dring, how about this? Now, Andy Meyer told us about this earlier in the week. And if you read the Hub, her placing of second or third last year, that jump last year wouldn't have even got her in this year. That's how tough the field was. Career best, 19 feet, 10 and a quarter inches.
Nice time to do it, huh?
Sixth.
You know what?
I mean, yay.
You want to leave your best.
Shows you how tough it is. I mean, sixth? Wow, you think you'd jump your career best here at Nationals? And Kelly Dring, just a great career, comes to an end. That is the second-best jump in school history. Brandon Carlin, 10th in the hammer today. Sam Murphy and Kylie Peterson in the hammer. Alan Osborne in the 110. I've heard you've done really well in the hammer before, too.
Just depends on the night.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's start with Powder Blue Royals fan Jeff Incarney says, "Dear FSN, Fox Sports Network, thanks for showing the Royals afternoon game live yesterday and once again last night, I guess. Did you run out of tape-recorded poker tournaments to air? It can't be this hard to figure out." And I don't get the reruns. You can't show the live game at night, but you can show me the rerun? Okay. But now the best part of Jeff's email. Remember Ken yesterday or 2 days ago thumping on Denny Matthews? "As for Ken, taking a shot at Denny Matthews is comparable to kicking puppies and burning the flag. Come on, Ken, you're better than that." And that's the No Bull email of the day, brought to you by Ace Hardware and Toro. Stop by and get that lawn mow. They've got all the gear you need. Ace Hardware and Toro, the No Bull email of the day.
So true, so true. We've got another email to get to. You've got to be very, very careful when you read that email, though. Obviously, a lot of car racing fans. This is kind of a... Would this be the biggest... If you're just a motorhead and a race car fan, this has got to be probably the biggest weekend of your year, doesn't it? All right, you've got 1,100 miles of racing on Sunday. I mean, isn't that what you live for?
I talked to a good friend of mine who really enjoys all the race, and I said, "What are you going to be doing this week?" And he said, "Well, I'm going to be watching a lot of people turn left." He said he's going to watch people turn left for 500 laps at the Indianapolis 500 and then watch people turn left more at the Coca-Cola 600. So that's a lot of laps.
You know, for the first time, though, I'm looking down the starting grid of the Indy 500. There's a lot of names, and you don't have to go very far down. And it's not like I follow the IRL a whole lot. This one race I kind of follow every year for the simple fact that I got an opportunity to go. But you go down, and number nine.
Who won the race that you won?
Will Power. Castroneves did, didn't he?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, the year I went? Yeah. Buddy Rice. Letterman okay. Car.
All right.
Will Power. Alex Lloyd. Rafael Matos. Paul Tracy. I mean, these are names
I've heard Paul Tracy.
Paul Tracy, okay.
Or Paul Tracy.
I mean, you get to Vitor Mira, there's a name. Ed Carpenter, Dan Weldon, there's names. AJ Foyt, the fourth, he'll be the first
Where's
one to
Danica? Wrap.
Danica's in the 10 position, number 7 car. Qualified at 222 miles an hour.
Let me look that up. What's the 10 position? Let's go to the state track meet now. Mike Will is going to tell us who he likes in the Indianapolis 500. Good morning, Mike.
Hello there. How's Helio Castroneves.
Do you know any other guy in the race?
Danica Patrick.
That's not a guy. That's why I said that. Mike
Landretti.
Mike's at State Track. He's got reports for us all day long on ESPN, KHAS, Power 99, our network of stations. And things are underway. Mike, looks like it's a pretty good day to run and jump and throw. Anything exciting so far?
Tell you what, sunny skies right now, temp already in the 70s, just a light breeze, but there is a chance of rain. But right now, not a cloud in the sky. So we can hang our hats on that. So far, one state record in the opening couple of events. It's in the girls long jump in Class C. One of the records from a Hastings St. Cecilia athlete, Nancy Kindig, from several years ago, has been broken here today by Bethany DeLong out of Laurel Concord as she goes 19-1 and a half inch here today in the Class C girls long jump. She wins the event, obviously, and a record by Nancy Kindig from Hastings St. Cecilia that has stood since 1976 goes down by the wayside early here in the Nebraska State High School Track and Field Championships.
Wow, that's like one of the, outside of McLaughlin in the 200, I think, which is back in 66 or 67, Nancy was on a couple of those, I think, and that's an incredible feat right there for the young girl out of Laurel Concord. Yeah, a state record that's held for 33 years. Daddy, what if your record holds for 33 years at the state basketball tournament?
Well, there's a party every year. Mercury Morris calls. I wait for his call.
Is Daddy's name anywhere in the record book? I haven't had a chance to browse the record book.
No.
Not in track. You didn't go out for track, did you?
Yes, I went out for track.
What, are you like a shot putter?
I was shot put. You know, the embarrassing thing about my track performance, Mike, and this is a true story, we go to a meet in Arapahoe one day, and I throw the discus, and I can do the spin deal. I throw the discus, and I look out there, and I'm like, boy, that's a pretty good throw. Well, the throw is something, and it, like 140-some feet, 148 feet, I think, or something like that.
I keep embellishing, but whatever.
So then, I've never thrown it close to that before. So then, this is like an early meet in the year. So then they put 148 feet. So then I've got to go in with all the big boys. And like Tate Shockey from Sumner, you go down the line to Mark Carnes from Oxford. Everybody's throwing it out there. The poor guy with the tape, when I get up there, well, I never threw it close to that again. So they're like 115. I'm like, scratch. Scratch, just let me get out of here.
You know what? I cannot imagine Big Daddy even in the discus circle with a big spin move. I've seen his feet. I've seen his footwork. I cannot even imagine Big Daddy with a discus.
It's all hips, Mike. It's all hips.
By the way, Doug, we get here, and there's, 5,000-6,000 people here. And the first thing that was brought up today is, how was your golf game on Tuesday?
How was my golf game?
On Tuesday.
It's not good. It's not good.
I spoke with a guy who evidently golfed with you on Tuesday. He says, I took one shot from Doug on Tuesday. That was your last drive on the 18th?
He's a liar. It was actually three.
He played an entire round, and he took three shots for you?
We played a two-man scramble, and every once in a while, he let me putt the two footers in. So, you know,
That was the first thing that was brought up here. After everything that's going on here so far today, that was the first thing that was brought up is Ask Doug and Daddy how Doug's golf game was on Tuesday.
Just tell him to put a hat on his bald head. Mike Will joins us from a state track where we have reports all weekend long, today and tomorrow. And, Mike, there are some storylines down there. We've talked to some of the coaches, Kearney High boys, Kearney High girls, Hastings St. Cecilia boys, the Burwell boys. You've got who am I forgetting here? The Grand Island girls are in the mix. Those are just a handful. Silver Lake always has some talent down there. We've got some teams that usually do pretty well at the state track meet.
And we got classes A and C going this morning, and then you'll take the break at about 1:15, 1:30 this afternoon and come back with classes B and D later on. They'll have the afternoon session on into the evening. A lot of the things are preliminaries today. The only two finals we've got are in the 3,200-meter relay and also the 3,200-meter run. Everything else really qualifying for the finals tomorrow. So keep that in mind as we give the results for you throughout the day. Hastings St. Cecilia so far, Audrey Gaspers in the long jump was in 21st place today. Did not have a good day. 21st for Audrey Gaspers in the long jump. She did qualify for the 100-meter high hurdles today. 3,200-meter relay, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls finished in third. Hastings St. Cecilia boys finished second in the 3,200-meter relay. A couple of guys qualifying for the finals tomorrow. Austin Bialis in the 100-meter dash. Ben Conan in the 110 high is also qualifying. Dalton Seeley did not qualify today in the 100-meter dash. So those are just some of the Hastings St. Cecilia athletes that are on hand. Obviously, a lot of St. Cecilia here and a lot of Kearney in the opening session here this afternoon and this morning at the Nebraska State High School Track and Field Championships.
Mike, did the Kearney boys place in the 32?
3,200-meter relay. Let me check here. 3,200-meter relay, they finished third. You want me to give you just a few results here?
No, you're fine. It's just that one of the storylines here is that no team has ever medaled in every single event, and Kearney's boys have an opportunity to do that.
Millard West won that event, if I'm...
Yes.
Okay, Millard West. So there's
first, Fremont was second, Kearney was third.
And, of course, some field events will be wrapped up today as well. So, Mike, we'll let you get back to work and keep doing the Eastern Division proud, buddy.
All right. By the way, one result just in, Class A boys shot, but Josh Redmond out of Kearney finished in eighth place. That one is just final. Josh Redmond of Kearney finishing in eighth place in the Class A boys shot.
Well, that keeps the dream alive right there, meddling in every event. So we'll see what happens. Mike, enjoy the weather, and don't let Stu and Riley Jane and Ron push you around too much, all right?
Okay, thanks. I'm just looking for lunch.
Enjoy your apple.
Okay, thanks.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Now, when you're looking as far as the team race goes, Doug, you've been down there so many times. When do you start to see that take shape? I mean, how many events? I mean, how soon can you start looking at that?
All you got to do is pick up the Weird Herald today and see the projected points for everybody. And what happens is if somebody gets upset, I mean, if somebody trips over a hurdle, if somebody can't keep the shot in, the discus in, they don't pop a long jump like you think. They have a problem with their pole vault in the field events. That's usually where it's more of a somebody not getting what you thought they were going to get. And you will see you're going to have a pretty good handle. Some of those, it's different, I guess. For Kearney, as Roger Matheson said in the hub and other places that he talked to this week, they're not favored in any event. Then you've got some teams that are going to have a couple of kids go in and win two gold medals each and pop 40 points. And that's where the interesting thing is when those events occur, and you'll know a lot after the sprints tomorrow, the 100. When you get to that middle portion of Saturday, you got a pretty good hunt. You very rarely have to wait for that last field event to come in to see. But once in a while you do. So that's the story. Track updates coming up in our next break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But, Daddy, when we're talking tracking, we're talking about tracking the growth of your farm, and why not Dyna-Gro? Man?
Well, that's what you're talking. Dyna-Gro, 1-800-652-9298. Mostly talking Dyna-Gro soybeans right now because that's what's going in your fields, and that's maybe what you're having to replant out there a little bit. They've still got soybeans available for you at Dyna-Gro. You need a mid-group 4 with excellent yield potential. They've got it. You need excellent emergent strong no-till option, they've got it. You can go on and on and on. Roundup Ready soybeans, what Dyna-Gro has to offer. You can, obviously, simple, flexible, dependable. Dyna-Gro soybeans, 1-800-652-9298. Call Dyna-Gro Dave, call Lauren Kaiser, call Charlie Shoemaker if you're in the Cozad area. Get them out there with your soybeans. Hey, they're no-till tough. Bred to perform in reduced tillage environment. Don't spend that time on your tractor disking, working things up. They're going to come up through it anyway. Dyna-Gro Seed, call them today.
Practice rounds underway for the Dane Creek Cup and the Ord Open, which will be teeing off tomorrow. But, of course, practice rounds going on at this hour. I want to give a shout-out to the fellas there. Another shout-out.
Now, we joked yesterday about a sellout up there. It really is sellout. Yeah. And I said 275, which I just made that number up. But
we'll come back to that. Before I forget, though, I have not seen the official release from the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association, but I have been told by a very reliable source that Ravenna coach Dom Reichs is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this summer, and so we're going to have to keep Dom from speaking for about a week so that his voice will be healthy and ready to go when he gives that acceptance speech. I think it's always July. For the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association. I'm sure there's some others that has been brought to our attention. We want to say congratulations to Dom on that. And Ken chimes in here at the Dent Popper inbox. Whatever will you do when you don't have old Ken to kick around anymore? Well, I don't know. We don't kick H-Man around much anymore either. There'll be a new dork. Don't worry about it, Ken. We're going to Vegas with Mike Perenio and Tervell Delognev trying to make the Olympic team. All that coming up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting megamen will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
ESPN Radio Superstation brings you an update from the State Track and Field Championships in Omaha. Mike Wills next, brought to you in part by Nadens Pharmacy in Franklin is your hometown pharmacy. Trust the professionals at Nadens to fill your prescriptions and answer any questions you might have. Best of luck from Nadens Pharmacy of Franklin.
Helzbeck Sporting Goods is proud of our Holdridge area athletes and would like to say, way to make it to state. Located in downtown Holdridge at 408 East Avenue. Helzbeck Sporting Goods for all your sporting goods needs.
Medley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescription and shop at Medley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Medley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare.
State Track is brought to you by Darren Height from Darren Height Plumbing and the owner of the Breakaway Bar, and would like to invite everyone to attend the Faces Rally in Minden on June 12th through the 14th. For more information, go to facesrally.org.
This is Mike Will from the Nebraska State High School Track and Field Championships. We're at Omaha Burke, where action is underway here today. Class C girls 3,200-meter relay was won by Lincoln Christian today. Laurel Concord finished second. Hastings St. Cecilia was third, and Shelton finished in fourth place. Class A girls 3,200-meter relay, Lincoln Pius won the event. Kearney finished in seventh place today. Class C boys 3,200-meter relay was won by Lincoln Christian. Hastings St. Cecilia finished in second place. Kearney Catholic was sixth, and Ord finished in 12th. In the boys 3,200-meter relay in Class A, Millard West was the winner. Fremont finished in second place. Kearney third. Grand Island finished on down the line in 12th place. In the girls' 100-meter high hurdles today, preliminary heats with a final scheduled for tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. Carrie Ann Shaw from Sandy Creek has qualified. Justina Snyder from Southern Valley is also qualified. Lauren Robinson won her heat today. She is qualified for the finals tomorrow. And also Audrey Gaspers from Hastings St. Cecilia. She finished second in her heat and also has qualified for the finals tomorrow. Class A girls, 100-meter high hurdles. Brandy Winchester out of Kearney High finished second in her heat. She is qualified for the finals tomorrow at 12 noon. Class C boys, 110-meter high hurdles. The qualifiers for the finals include Ben Conan from St. Cecilia, Jacob Holmquist from Burwell, Derek Foster of Elm Creek, and Cody Webben of Shelton. That brings you up to date on the Nebraska State High School Track and Field Championships. For ESPN Radio, this is Mike Will.
Dine at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, come to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of area athletes. Corbwalker Mowers of Minden are the premier mowers. No other mower operates as easily. Forward, reverse, and zero radius turns and braking are all accomplished with fingertip controls on the steering levers. Corbwalker Mowers in Minden.
State track and field reports continue through the meet on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Baseball is back, and after a long, hard day of work, stop by Slugger's. Sit back and relax while watching your favorite baseball team play on the big screen. Enjoy a cold beverage and a pretty damn good charburger while talking baseball with knowledgeable people. Slugger's, your local baseball paradise. And check out the new outdoor beer garden. Slugger's, just a long fly ball off South Locust at 707 Anna Grand Island. Pounding pitchers all day long.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. First big summer holiday, and what do you do on a holiday, Daddy?
I watch sports.
What do you do when you're hungry?
I go to the lake and grill.
Do you got a Green Mountain Grill at the cabin there?
I do not have a Green Mountain Grill, but I've heard they're wonderful, hearing raving reviews about the Green Mountain Grill. Pellets are cheaper than other pellet grills, flavorful than other.
And, of course, where you can pick up your Green Mountain Grill like Daddy's going to do is Troutman Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore right here on Highway 30 in Kearney. With this grill, you can digitally control your cooking temperature. Daddy, I think you don't need any help, but it's always nice to have a little backup there just in case, right?
Nothing wrong.
You're a grill master. Right now, great selection of sirloins in. Why not grill them up for the weekend? And, of course, sausages fresh out of the smokehouse. Snack sticks and jerky for the golf bag or the tackle box as you're heading out to the course, heading out on the road, heading out to the lake, and you need something to keep those kids quiet in the back. Feed them some Troutman's because it's good for young, medium, and old. And medium, I was just looking at Daddy, and I said medium. Probably the first time that's ever been used, speaking of
true,
medium.
I wear triple medium.
Triple medium. Troutman's Quality Grill. You know what, folks? Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. It's absolutely the best. If you're coming into town and haven't had a chance to try it out, perfect opportunity to do so across from Bob's Superstore here in Kearney.
You know, I'm thinking about the weekend, and I'm wondering if it's a big sports weekend. It's kind of the start of the summer. I know it's a big weekend around here at golf courses and at lakes. I'm wondering if it's that big of a weekend in Las Vegas, and we're going to talk right now with the guy that owns Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook, Mike Perenio. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. You guys got to quit saying I own this place. And by the way, it's black pavement grilling out here. It's hot enough to grill on the pavement.
Have we reached the triples and close to the triple digits?
A little
already?
Bit, but it's like it's about 78 there when it's 100 here.
So how's the pool business going then?
That's good. I mean, that's one thing about Mandalay Bay is there's no place in Nevada or Vegas with a pool like ours. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's one of our main attractions. We just opened up Lion King here as our new show, so it's the one of the best shows in Vegas. It's absolutely packed every night, and it's a great show. I just saw it the other night.
Daddy, you know who sings one of the big songs in Lion King?
No, I do not.
Elton John.
Oh, Doug just went and saw Elton John and Billy Joel this week, Mike. How about that?
Oh, nice.
There you go. Love the concert. Of course, Elton sold his red piano, and now he's out of there too. But
yeah, he's out of Vegas.
Well, that means more time at the Mandalay. Mike, let's get after sports right now. As we look at this weekend, where are we at when we come to the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook this weekend? Are we betting the Indy 500? Is baseball still hot? Is it the NBA? What's the hot ticket right now?
Yeah, the NBA is the bit, and this little bit on the Stanley Cup, but the NBA is the big ticket right now. Last week was the Preakness, so that was pretty big here. UFC is this week. One of our sister properties, MGM, they have the UFC 98. Big, big deal. It's slowly climbing up there. You know, it wouldn't surprise me in the next few years it overtakes boxing just because of the lack of heavyweights in boxing. And we've got the UFC 100, their 100th event at Mandalay Bay coming up here this summer, and it's big. I mean, floor seats for that thing, I think, are on eBay for $25,000. So that shows you how much interest there is, especially for the big 100, UFC 100 this
summer.
Well,
that's Lesnar's going to fight Mir, I believe. Brock
I'm
Lesnar.
Still in training. So.
Oh, I believe that's true.
I thought it was Vince McMahon against the Nuggets owner. I guess I don't remember which one's going to. So if you want a comp ticket for this, you're going to have to really be impressed with our play.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm just hoping I get to go stand somewhere and watch it when it's here. So,
Mike, you mentioned the Preakness last week. Was there ever a proposition bet on the Triple Crown? Will Calvin Burrell win it?
No, not on Calvin Burrell.
No.
They always do it on the horses.
Right.
And once the Derby's over, they take those down. They're not going to keep putting them up unless someone wins the second one, then they'll put one up for whether they win the third one or not. But, you're better off betting the horses than to bet those things. There hasn't been a Triple Crown since I was in high school.
What was the excitement level with the girl entered compared to years past?
You know what? There was more excitement. The handle was up, from what I understand, on the Preakness overall. It was like the second best bet Preakness ever, you know, nationwide. But I think there was more interest last year with the Big Brown. There was some interest. There would have been probably a lot more interest if Mind That Bird could have got up in time to beat the girl, and they could have had the rematch for the Triple Crown. Would have made the Belmont real, real big. But we're not even sure who he's going to ride in this race. He hasn't even decided which horse to ride. It's a mile and a half Belmont. It's a little tough for the filly probably to get the mile and a half, and it looked like Mind That Bird was closing on her, and if they go a little farther, we'll see. It's interesting to see who he rides.
Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay Sportsbook is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, back over to the NBA, a big win for Denver last night. They continue to cover. I believe the Nuggets have covered every game in the playoffs. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. And that was the first time, I think, all year they beat the Lakers, too. I think that broke a pretty good losing snap streak to the Lakers. And really, they should have won game one. It could pretty easily be 0-2, Lakers losing two at home, although... it's not the way it is. It's 1-1, so now the series is on. It's probably going to go seven, and it's going to be probably a great series.
Mike, after the first game and the way it came down to the last final moments, were you surprised that spread was 5.5 or 6?
You know what? Not really. It actually dropped a little bit here. We were getting it really helped that it went over. A lot of the money was on the under last night, but I'm glad you didn't call me yesterday, because when I see a game move down like that, I probably would have said get on the Lakers on that game, and would have been wrong. But the decision was more on whether it went over or under here in Vegas last night, just because of the amount of money bet on the under.
Okay, I want to ask you about the over-under in the hockey game last night. Was it 10.5?
Yeah, that was over in the first period.
Over in the first period.
Those are the best. It's like the overs on Monday Night Football. Mike Perenio joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It looks like Denver, the opening line for tomorrow, has already been up a point. Is that the same with you guys?
Yeah, that's the same out here. And, they're going to spread these games out now for the next month. And it's a little time between games, especially trying to get them to be played on the weekend. They'll really do a good job of spreading these things out.
Mike, relatively quiet time for you out there?
You know what? It's, with the horse racing, it picks up this time of year with the Triple Crown. There is some interest in the NBA playoffs, and you know, the Indy 500 helps, and it's a Memorial Weekend, so it seems like we always fill something in. There's always something of interest going on in the sports world, whether it's UFC, boxing, Indy 500, you know, and with and even golf now is a lot. When I was here 20 years ago, golf didn't mean anything. And by the way, I know you guys were talking maybe a little bit about Phil Mickelson. They still have him up on the board out here. Just because there's you know how it is, the wife might say, "Hey, you need to play it," and he's 10-1 out here still on the U.S. Open. But you know, it's tough to bet him when you don't know if he's going to play or not.
Is Tiger the favorite, or is the field the favorite?
You know what? Tiger's always the favorite in any golf. That's never even close. The field's 4.5-1. Tiger's 2-1 right now. Mickelson is the second favorite at 10-1, but with his question mark about even playing, you really. Although we do refund it if he doesn't play. As long as he doesn't tee off and then decide he doesn't want to play, if he doesn't tee off, you'll get a refund. So it's pretty safe still to bet him with the possibility he may play. And he's 10-1. Ogilvy's 12. Harrington's 18. It's a big field. We always put about almost everybody up that's meaningful. So the field at 4.5 really isn't that appealing because most of the good golfers you're going to get individually.
Mike, I guess, you know, aside from golf, if you look at the NFL, has Brett Favre and his questionable return to the Vikings done anything to that line movement?
Not really. It won't do anything until they actually decide to do it. And the Vikings are already fairly well bet down. So, you know, they're a hot team. They're one of those teams, kind of like the Cubs, where especially in the last couple of years, people think they're going to make the move. And they do have a great team if they do get a quarterback of any caliber, they have a big shot of moving. But right now, they're not going to do anything, and they probably will move down. You could still probably get him a little higher than they will be when it's finally decided he's going to play.
Well, of course, we had a great time out there for the Super Bowl at the Mandalay Bay, and Mike Perenio joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And with all we've been hearing, Mike, about the economy, Vegas always seems to be up front. Things are down. People that are coming out here for Memorial Day or the next week or the next month and enjoy the summer, what do you got going on for them at Mandalay?
You know, like I said, we just started the Lion King, which is a big, big deal for Vegas, a Broadway show. Disney's associated with it, and they've done a great job. It's something, if you come to Vegas, you want to see. It just started. It's tough to get tickets, but if someone from Nebraska calls me, I'll see what I can do for them. The pool out here, you know, like I said, when you come out, it's a good time to come to Vegas. You got great deals. You guys have been here. The pool out here is bar none. It's like a little ocean back there where they have the sand. They have a wave machine. They've got multiple pools. They've got the European pool, which, you know.
We keep Daddy away from it all costs.
The European pool is very nice, though.
They got these 151 floaters they put on top of your drinks, too.
So when do you guys come back out?
Well, I'm going to see you next week if you're working.
I'm always working. I'm always here waiting for people to come up and say, hey, I heard you on the show. So.
Are you playing any golf, Mike?
Yeah, I have been. I've been playing about twice a week for the last couple of weeks. I went to San Diego, played a course out there at the Four Seasons last week. I was on vacation, so I've got my fill of golf going right now.
I've got my fill of golf, too. Mike, we always appreciate the time and your chatter with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope to see you next week.
Yeah, be great, guys. I'll see you next week.
Take care. From the Race Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay, our friend from Nebraska originally, now taking care of everything at the Mandalay Bay. Stop by and see him. He's a great guy. Mike Perenio on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's take a break. And coming up, we are going to be joined by Tervell DeLognev right after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
They say that in a dog-eat-dog economy, the Doberman is boss. Well, then, be that Doberman instead of a whimpering toy poodle. Take a big bite out of life and get out and have some fun this summer with a new motorcycle from Carty Yamaha. Check out the entire stock of Yamaha Star Motorcycles. If you're not sure about a new Star Motorcycle, check out Carney Yamaha's huge selection of pre-owned bikes. With a motorcycle from Carney Yamaha, you can be the big dog on the road.
This is Dave Saylor, and I bought my first bike from Carney Yamaha 11 months ago. I have already put 12,000 miles on my bike. Owning a bike has added an entirely new dimension to my life.
Stop by Carney Yamaha today and see exactly how owning a motorcycle can enhance your life. So what are you waiting for? Don't be a wimp. Be the big dog and leave your worries out on the road with the new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Or choose from over 30 pre-owned bikes in stock. Get out and live life to the fullest with a motorcycle from Carney Yamaha. Open till 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays. Carney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
Even in this economy, LegalZoom.com has seen an increase in new business incorporations. To learn why, here's Brian Liu, attorney and LegalZoom.com co-founder. Brian?
It's true. At LegalZoom.com, we have a unique view of America's entrepreneurial spirit. Last year alone, we helped start over 100,000 new businesses. And this year, more Americans are starting businesses through LegalZoom.com than last. So in spite of a gloomy economy, people haven't given up. People are opportunistic and the spirit is still alive. Sure, money is tight, so LegalZoom helps you by saving up to 85% when you incorporate, form an LLC, or file a DBA patent or trademark. And we help you save on personal legal documents like wills, healthcare directives, and powers of attorney.
Thanks, Brian. LegalZoom's not a law firm, but was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction and to save even more money on most products. Enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Here's a look at our forecast for much of our Friday, calling for a sun and clouds mix with a chance for isolated rain showers and storms across much of our listening area. We'll have a high temperature near 80 degrees for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Scattered rain showers and storms around overnight, low near 57 degrees. And then for our Saturday, high near 80.
Currently 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Lunchtime, Daddy. You got people coming in. You don't want to cook.
No.
Maybe you're actually working. You have to go back to work. Maybe you just want a little light salad, a little appetizer to get you ready for a good weekend. How about chicken coop, Kearney, Grand Island?
Totally Jack Burger. You could totally Jack for the weekend, I say. The bacon burger.
What would be light for you, by the way, if you had a light meal?
A light meal would be like two chicken tender hoagies.
And a rack of ribs? Or
no, and a half a rack.
Okay.
But they're all wonderful at Chicken Coop. Like you said, you get them both downtown, Kearney and Grand Island. All your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. Not a bad seat in the house. Plus, they've got food and drink specials every noon and night. So lunch specials such as a hot beef sandwich, chicken fried steak, or chicken fried chicken. All three of those served with mashed potatoes, gravy, a dinner roll. Colin or Scott for today's specials. Call them today. Start off your meal off right. Cheese pleasers, otherwise known as balls of cheese, garlic shrooms, pub pickles, onion rings, breaded cauliflower. The Chicken Coop is where it's at. Doug, something I wanted to let people out there know about.
Okay, right after this state tennis update, that would be great.
No, let's go here first.
No?
This is more important, I think.
Oh, okay.
I came across this letter in a stack of mail laying around here. The Nebraska Coaches Association annually recognizes coaches, administrators, media personalities, and others for their contributions to high school athletics. It is their sincere privilege to announce the NCAA Board of Directors has chosen you, Douglas Dean Duda, as the 2009 recipient of Media Person of the Year. Congratulations. The awards don't put themselves on the walls, people. That's triple. That's our own Doug Dean Duda right here in studio. Congratulations. Super honored. Now, don't get emotional. We're having...
Well, am I going to get taken down a peg here already by the email?
No, we go to the email, though. Says, I would like to congratulate Mr. Duda on his coach's choice for sports broadcaster of the year. As much crap as we give Triple, he does an outstanding job at what he does, and it's good that people acknowledge him. As for Daddy, I'm not sure what the heck he's doing. Never know what he's doing back there. I'd also like to say thank you to Jake Peavy for letting me hang on to a small glimpse of hope. And if he does leave, please don't leave for the Cubs. I hope almost everyone has a fun and safe Memorial Day weekend. Love the show, number two fan. Appreciate the email, number two. Wish we could read all of that, but
did he chime in with more?
Looks like he did.
Number two has sent a number two. He says, one more thing. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home.
Oh, yeah!
I miss Judd.
The great Jim Neighbors. Oh, yeah, it's going down. Did you know, by the way, in attendance and size, I would tell you this right now. I've got it right now. It's the world's largest sporting venue in attendance and size, the Indy 500. There's a diagram in the media guide that shows the Vatican City, Yankee Stadium, the Rose Bowl, Churchill Downs, Wimbledon, and the Rome Coliseum all fit inside of the rectangular space, 2.5 mile oval.
Once again, your education astounds me. State tennis update. Lexington's Kelsey Ondrick is on to the finals, but after winning both her matches 6-love, 6-love yesterday, she actually lost a set today to her Adams Central opponent, Lindsey Colburn, wins it 6-1, 1-6, 6-2. So Ondrick goes on to the finals. She will take on the young lady from Omaha Scutt. Class B, number two singles. We update you with the semifinal showing another win by Lexington. Tara Maloli, 6-3, 6-1 over Holdridge in this match, and Holdridge's Jamie Wells. So, again, they play a consolation, so if you made the semifinals, you will play again. Kearney Catholic's number one doubles team of Ellen Baldwin and Molly Heaney, they have advanced on to the finals today, beating Beatrice. They will take on Grand Island Central Catholic, and there's going to be some friendly rivalry. Hannah Bolton and Jessica Wojcik, they won 6-1, 7-6, 6-love. Well, they typed it in wrong. They won two of the three sets. But so that will be a final. And finally, in the Class B number two doubles this afternoon, Beatrice beats the Kearney Catholic team of Hannah Hoosman and Kelly Messbarger. Beatrice, the number one team, 6-7, which was 11-9 in the tiebreak, 7-5, 6-4. So what a great match it was there. And Holdridge was defeated by Omaha Scutt. So Holdridge and Kearney Catholic will play for the B number two doubles, a third place medal this afternoon. So Lexington still alive, maybe for a team title, battling, trying to catch Elkhorn in the Class B state tennis tournament. Everybody's out in A from Kearney and Grand Island. So we will keep you up to date. Derek will have some updates later this afternoon. But we need to take a break and talk to Tervell coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Daddy at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
So I picked up a paper the other day and saw that Quaker State challenged some other oil companies to prove their full synthetic motor oil delivers better wear protection than Quaker State full synthetic.
Yeah, I saw that. They called out Castrol, Valvoline.
And Mobil 1. Yeah, that's the one. You can read more about it at QuakerState.com.
Anyone take them up on it?
No, because nobody provides better wear protection in the Sequence 4A test than Quaker State full synthetic motor oil.
You can't get better wear protection, so why would you overpay for it?
Get Quaker State. Get unsurpassed wear protection. Real, durable oil.
Head and Shoulders, when used regularly, gives you awesome, visibly flake-free hair you don't have to think about. So what goes on in the head of a Head and Shoulders man?
Why do girls start wearing those big sheepskin man boots? They're everywhere. On the street, at work, in clubs. I mean, what are they hiding under those things? Cankles? Hammer toes? hairy feet.
When you don't have to think about your hair, your mind is free to wander. Head and Shoulders. Respect the scalp, get the hair.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, my name's Eric. I've been a Storm fan since day one. Being a season ticket holder is a good experience. I've been to enough games that I finally decided, you know what, I just need to buy season tickets. And that way I always had a seat, plus there's always some great benefits that come with being a season ticket holder. Living here in Nebraska, you know, you got to be a big Husker fan, but, you know, there's something to be said about being a big hockey fan.
Season tickets as low as $10 per game. Order by June 15th. Visit stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our forecast for much of our Friday, calling for a sun and clouds mix with a chance for isolated rain showers and storms across much of our listening area. We'll have a high temperature near 80 degrees for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Scattered rain showers and storms around, overnight low near 57 degrees. And then for our Saturday, high near 80.
Currently 73.
Home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the candlelight still shining bright.
Was it Jim Nabors or was it Big Daddy?
That is the great Jim Nabors.
You have definite problems.
Sang it for a long time.
Hey, the Tri-City Stormo wants to have you meet their draft picks and them meet you. There is a special invitation out to all Storm fans to come out to the event center Saturday night, 6 o'clock. You can meet the number one overall draft pick, Justin DiMartino, along with Jaden Schwartz, Blake Coleman, and the rest of the crew. They're all going to be there, and it's all coming up this Saturday, a little get-together, a little fun time. Come out and meet the kids. They're going to help rebuild the Tri-City Storm through this 1992, through this draft of this past week, and a chance for you to meet them, greet them, and welcome them to the city of Kearney. So that's Saturday, free and open to the public. Well, coming up next weekend at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, it is the World Team Trials. And as we told you earlier in the show, this tournament will help decide who represents the United States in the World Championships in Denmark this fall. And the big news, unless you're not just a wrestling fan, but UNK All-American, former national champion, and one of the top wrestlers in the United States at heavyweight, Tervel Delagnev, is going to be wrestling on the Sunday, May the 31st. And Tervel joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tervel, how's things going? How's training going?
It's going really good. I'm actually at a training camp for my club team, Sunkist Kids. It's in Lincoln, so it's nice, familiar territory. I just got done with a practice, actually, so it's going really well.
Tervel, take us through next weekend, and if you should come out of there a winner, what's the next step?
Well, if I win, the next step will be start preparing. I'll probably be in Colorado during quite a lot of the summer. I'll probably be there anyways, but the focus will be on me, and I'll start training about, let's see, eight weeks from next weekend. I'll have a competition in Azerbaijan. It's the Golden Grand Prix, and then right in the middle of the World Championships and the World Trials. So it'd be 8 weeks to then, and then 8 weeks to the World Championships. So I'll start kind of my training will switch from more of a domestic, getting ready for domestic opponents to more of an international. Start watching video on a lot of the foreigners. Start really getting specific to my competition that I'll see at the World Championships.
Tervell, for a lot of the general wrestling fans that will watch the Olympics, will watch national championships, this is so much of a 1-0 heavyweight type of era that we're in. There's not a lot of scoring. Tell us what it's like wrestling the whole match, kind of just waiting for one move that's going to decide it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the rules of freestyle kind of make it that way, I think, because no one wants to make a mistake, because without stalling, and I mean, it's really hard, especially the level that we're competing at. It's hard to score. You can't really score well. You have to really set the guy well and go in, I mean, really give everything you got for one or two attacks a period. So it's more of like not stressful, but a very careful style of wrestling, especially at heavyweight, because 75% of the scores are defensively, you know, run around behind, so type takedown. So it's a little more carefully planned out, especially at heavyweight.
Tervell, how many heavyweights is the United States? Only one person represents the United States at the heavyweight division. Is that correct?
Yeah, just one person.
So obviously, who is the main competition then, other than yourself?
Well, I'll be number one seed of the mini tournament, but Steve Mocco beat me in the finals of the Nationals, and Les Sigmund will be the number two seed of the mini tournament. So, and then a couple of tough college kids in there. So those will be the guys that I'm probably going to see on the way.
But Mocco cheated, right? Is that correct?
he got me, you know, 1-1 this year. So I beat him in 3 periods in New York, close match. He got me back at the Nationals. So you got to settle it in Council Bluffs.
Tervell Delognev joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Since you left UNK, you've done a lot of traveling already, done some tournaments, and some neat opportunities have come your way. What's been the highlight since you left Loperland?
Kind of the freedom to just train. I mean, you know, no school, nice. Just kind of training-based focus, really, kind of professional athlete lifestyle without the salary, I guess. More of a, scraping by. But, just getting to wrestle, getting to go out to all these trips and wrestle, all these different competitions. I mean, every guy I've wrestled overseas this year has felt different than anyone I've ever wrestled, you know, so it's been really fun to kind of delve into the international style.
And Tervell, last question, you delved into the coaching a little bit. How did that treat you?
It was fun. I liked it a lot. You know, I plan on doing it someday, not right now, but as much as I did, I really liked it. I thought that helped, you know, others fine-tune their technique really helped me with my own stuff, you know. I was able to break down a lot more of my own wrestling by noticing other people's bad tendencies. I got to open up some of my own, so it's been really good.
Well, Tervell, we always appreciate catching up with you. We hope to do so maybe a little bit later on this summer as your season progresses, and continue to do the great work that you've been doing. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Take care. Tervell Delognev, former All-American, national champion, and, of course, great guy at UNK.
Well, that's going to wrap it up, Doug. We're headed into Memorial Day weekend.
Woohoo! I'm going to be gone next week.
All week long, a little vacay for Douglas.
I guess that's what happens when you get, you know, honored. You get to take a day off. I don't know. I didn't really tell anybody but you and Derek, so we'll see what happens. Hey, catch some fish this weekend.
Well, I'm going to try. I don't know how much time I'm going to spend out there, but certainly going to enjoy some grilling, enjoy some fishing, so see what happens. Who do you like in the Indy 500? You got a pick. I'm going to take Franchitti.
Dan Dixon. Patrick.
You're going to see the lady win it.
Because I probably won't watch one single lap of it.
Fair enough.
Maybe the end of it if I'm eating lunch during the golf tournament. Ord open this weekend. Can't wait to see all the geeks up there. We want to thank Travell DeLogne for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay. Mike Will from State Track. Good luck to all the athletes. Enjoy Memorial weekend. I'll see you when we get back. Daddy, have a great week.
Yeah, everybody have a safe weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show. Make it Tuesday. Whatever one you want. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.